The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can see the gleaming candlelight still burning bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, how I long for my Indiana
home. Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Happy race day, sir.
Race day!
Oh, it's an Indiana holiday. Should be a national holiday.
Yeah, it certainly is here.
Bunch of people going in left-hand turns. If anybody turns right, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah, they're driving really fast and turning left.
Yes.
That's all we do here.
Yeah, that's sadly true.
For 3 days.
Yeah, they still call it carb day, too. Mm-hmm. But they haven't had carburetors in 30 years, but I digress. Oh, all right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Thomas Massey, Kyle Busch, the Trump, Israel, China, Ukraine, overseas nonsense. Our top 10 list for this week, fictional presidents, because shit, they can't be any worse.
We haven't had a real one in forever.
Yeah, what was the last one? Kennedy?
They took him out.
You saw what happened there. I don't want the Jews to have nuclear. Oh, my head.
Yeah, well, the Kennedys certainly do have a problem with head trauma, don't they?
That's true. It's a little weird. All right. Get into some TV news, and we start with some sad news this week. Legendary voice actor Tom Kane passed away this week at the age of 64. Best known, this is Professor Utonium from Powerpuff. He was the voice of Yoda, Clone Wars, a ton of stuff. I didn't know he was 64, because there was a picture of him and the girls that did Powerpuff, Tara Strong and all of them, like backstage at, I believe it was Lexington Comic Con. And like he's got the like lab coat on and the whole thing, and I'm like, man, he looks in his late 70s, like early 80s. I didn't know he was only 64. So I did not see cause of death. So that sucks, though.
We're old.
We are. God, man.
I know.
Tell you what, when Peter Cullen passes, we're just taking a month off. I'm just telling you now. I will take the month off and be like, fuck Judd Nelson. But if you get that joke, you remember a film from 1984. All right. Next thing here. Vince, we now know who has majority control of the Peanuts franchise. A deal worth $475 million was paid by Sony, who now has majority control over Charlie Browning the gang.
I mean, I guess that it could be worse. It could go to a worse group, I guess.
Japs love American culture, and Peanuts is very American. So, there you go. Next time Lucy pulls up that football, she's going to get a tentacle somewhere, probably, but I digress.
Oh, my.
Harrow Peanuts. So. Last thing for TV news this week, Stephen Colbert had his last show, Good Riddance, you fucking commie. The show should have been done when he did those dancing COVID vaccine shot gimmick routine. was losing, the show was losing $40 million a year. Half of that was his salary. Yeah, is going to be replaced by Byron Allen's Comics Unleashed. Apparently, the last episode did 6.5 million viewers, which is like, for them, there's like, that's the most viewers we've had in years. And I'm like, fucking 911 recall or 911 on Fox gets 7 million in reruns. And you're really going, yay, we got 6.5 for your finale?
Get Craigie Ferg back.
Should have. Wasn't political. Was funny as hell.
Yeah, was fucking flirted hilarious. With the chicks.
Had Jeff the Robot.
Bring him back.
I would.
In a minute. What are you doing? We need you.
Yeah. How much you want? Will you do it for 15? Cool. We just saved $5 million bucks on salary.
Yeah, but I tell you what, though. God, what time's that go on?
Late show?
Motherfuckers are up that late?
Well, that's the thing, yeah. I don't know. They should have never fucked him over. Colbert should have been fired and Ferguson should have been put in. Colbert's not funny. He wasn't funny on The Daily Show. He was playing a character. And then when he got the Letterman show, it was, well, here's how fuck Trump, but we get it. You're not funny. You know who the last good late night host was?
Craig Ferguson.
Well, besides Ferguson.
Who?
I was going to say Conan, but Conan started leaning hard left later in his episodes. Man, you got to go back to Carson or Leno, where it wasn't fucking political. It was late night, let's have some fun, go to fucking sleep.
Oh, yeah. Carson would have been. You're never going to get Carson back. Like, there's nobody. Craig Ferguson was about as close to Carson as you're going to get.
For modern day, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Letterman, we all know he's a Ball State lefty, but had his moments. But, yeah, it's just, I guess that goes for all entertainment. We don't care. Do your job, make us chuckle, dance monkey, and we don't want to know. We don't want to focus on all the shit we focused on the whole day. We want to turn the brain off. Have the actor come out. Here's my new movie that probably will suck, but watch it anyway.
Yeah.
You know, Norm and Conan go to, what's it called? Chairman of the board? B-O-R-E-D? You know that?
Yeah.
God, Norm should have had a late night show. He did. All right, moving on here. Movie news.
Don't pause like that.
Well, it's the Betty Boop story. and now you understand why I paused. Betty Boop, who the classic cartoon icon, who was based off Clara Bow, famous silent film actress, white. Well, Quinta Brunson will star as Betty Boop in a new film. She is not white. The film, made in collaboration with the creator's grandson, would follow the origin and evolution of Betty Boop through the point of view of her creator, Max Fleischer. Huh? This is almost Zendaya as Helena Troy bad. Quit pushing that girl. She's not hot, okay? The face that launched 1,000 ships. Yeah, right into the fucking Davy Jones locker. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's...
That's stupid. That almost is... No, that is worse than the Winnie the Pooh horror movie.
And Betty Boop is so irrelevant now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like you've got your like niche kind of...
Yeah, but still does merch sales because, you know, people like the character for just the look of the character. It's not like, hey, did you see the new Betty Boop fucking cereal came out? Oh, boy. No. It's look at the character thing. Yeah. Dumb.
Hollywood, maybe that's why they're doing it. It's so, you know, irrelevant now that it's not.
Yeah, nobody will get mad when we blackwash this. cool.
Yeah, because nobody watches this shit anymore.
Right. All right. Moving on here. Thankfully, there's not much movie news. We are getting a movie. Vince, when we were growing up, there was a series of books where if you wanted to do one thing, you had to turn to page 47. And then if you wanted to do something else, yes. A movie based on the Choose Your Own Adventure books is in the works. God, I hope this is streaming, like a Netflix-type gimmick, and they go, like, if you want character Matt to die, fast forward to 1 hour 32. You know, something like that. But I doubt it'll be like that, because that's hilarious and would be engaging to audiences. So, yeah, so we're getting a Choose Your Own Adventure movie.
I don't care. I'm not going to watch it.
I
do it with Titanic.
Right.
Skip 3 hours of that shit. Yeah.
Does Jack get on the thing? Push left for yes, or B, you know how the movie ends. So, yeah.
I mean, fuck that movie.
I know you hate that movie.
That old cunt.
The only other thing for movie news is Mando and Grogu came out this week. Two very mixed reactions. People are complaining, hey, how come there wasn't a crawl at the beginning of the movie? You know, the Star Wars letters and stuff. Filoni came out, Dave Filoni, who's now in charge of Lucasfilm, thank the maker, and said that the crawl, the iconic crawl for Star Wars, is only to be used for Skywalker movies. Movies that have Skywalker characters. Anything else is just going to be text on the screen and not the famous crawl. So, but the reactions are that it's just a long, big-budget TV episode, that there's not really any plot, and it's just basically how can we get social media clips of Grogu doing cool shit? Let's put it this way. In the credits of the movie, you have Din Djarin, Mando, Pedro Pascal, and underneath him, his stunt double gets second billing in this movie, which makes me wonder, how much was fucking Pedro even on set if his stunt double's getting second billing in the credits?
The Mando thing, the Mandalorian thing, it burned out fast.
They had something there too.
I think the storyline of him taking care of Grogu, if they just would have got rid of Grogu, I think there'd be more of a cult following.
Yeah.
And now it's just like beating a dead fucking horse.
You could have went new generation anti-hero in the way that Boba was. Right? Because Boba was like the anti-hero of all Star Wars. He didn't care. Pay him. It doesn't matter. You could have had that for this new generation. We know what they've done with Star Wars in this new generation. And man, if they can course correct, it's going to be a Herculean effort. So,
like an FX series, you know?
Yeah.
Like a S.H.I.E.L.D. type storyline or you know, Sons of Anarchy kind of thing where it's dark.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they
could have done.
There's so much they could have done, and especially in that bounty hunter subculture Star Wars thing. There's so many stories there.
Yeah, and they made it family friendly.
Yes.
I mean, they say they don't want family friendly, but they want family friendly. You know what I mean? Because
families spend money.
And heaven forbid we have a decent sci-fi storyline.
Right. And to be honest, Mando and Grogu should have never been a movie. This movie should have been the, third season?
Yeah. I don't think
of the series.
I think they should have just dropped the Grogu thing altogether.
Yeah.
He stays with Luke. Yeah. You take care of the kid for a little bit, you give him the Luke. And that's it.
And then it's, okay, what's Mando do now?
Right. And he lost his kid
and he turns dark.
Right.
That writes itself.
Or you make a goddamn have Gun Will Travel fucking.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of where it was going. It was kind of going toward the Have Gun Will Travel kind of shit. And it They fucked it up. You fucked
it up. You're wandering Western archetype anti-hero.
Yeah.
You're Clint Eastwood, Fistful of Dollars type thing.
Yeah. Congrats. You fucked it up.
You had money. But some people like it. Some people are like, I have not heard anybody come out and say it was bad. So, I mean, in this day and age, maybe that's a win. So,
I don't know.
But I've heard people say it's just a really long, big budget TV episode. So,
mediocre is passing for good nowadays.
That's yes. Yes, it is.
So. Everyone's like, eh.
It could be worse.
Right. We've had worse.
Mandalorian worse dreads. Right. Hey, Vince, I got a space question.
Mm-hmm.
If astronauts drink Tang, do black astronauts drink Wu-Tang?
Shit.
It's for the kids.
Dollar bills, y'all.
All right, moving on here. There wasn't really any comic book news this week, thankfully, because the last 2 weeks have been legendary people passing. So we'll get into your recommendations for books that came out this week. The big book, if you're a collector, Absolute Green Arrow 1. People are saying this is the darkest of all the Absolute books, which that's
fucking saying something. So they replace with black people?
No, Green Arrow is not a redhead. Sorry. So we're replacing him with a black guy, even though it is DC. Well, hey, every DC thing, a redhead character immediately gets placed with a black guy. So, G.I. Joe, issue 22. Punisher issue 4, and you will talk about a series that's getting really dark. Punisher. Even for Punisher, it's getting dark. Jigsaw's cutting the faces off of people and making a suit. Yeah, it's weird. Inglourious X-Force 5, Ninja Turtles Shredder issue 8, Thundar the Barbarian issue 4, Mum-Ra the Ever-Living issue 2, and Vampirella, the new relaunch, issue 2 came out this week. So there you go. If you like big titty vampire women. Who,
and how.
And you always see it at cosplay at all Comic-Cons. So sometimes by people who shouldn't be wearing that.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not to be objectified.
Nope.
But I'm going to walk around half naked.
Didn't Julie Strain dress up as Vampirella one time?
Yeah. I love the feminist bitches who think they're better than everyone else dressing like Slave Leia.
Right.
Wait. What?
You do know she was controlled by a big, giant, fat space slug, right?
Yeah, that's... What? Or the bitches who dress up like Harley.
Oh, and don't understand the backstory of how absolutely horrific it is. Yeah. I just like the outfit. I'm not here for the stories.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. I think it's edgy. She's a feminist icon. She gets a shit beat out of her in the comic book.
Constantly. Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Glad you're cool with domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Maybe you too can play in the NFL. All right.
Wow, you were there.
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay. As long as I'm not wrong and it's truthful, everybody can suck a dick. All right, let's get into some wrestling news. Hey, Minnesota people. Possibly talking to one person, but I doubt he listens. AEW and the Minnesota Twins have announced Brawl in the Ballpark. The first time a Major League Baseball team has partnered with AEW for a live in-stadium wrestling event. This will be July 10th at Target Field in Minneapolis. Hopefully there's no riots. But this will be a post-game event following the Twins versus Angels game. If you buy a ticket to the game, you stay for the wrestling that's going to happen after. So that could be very cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's actually, hey, something new. Shocking. New idea. Happy damn. All right. This Ludwig Kaiser... Marcel Bartel, El Grande Americano, whatever you want to call him, his arrest this week. He was arrested, or let me rephrase, he was arrested and turned himself in. He was in Mexico at the time of the, charges were filed. It's a battery case. According to documents, Orlando police responded to an incident involving a man named Richard Reap, told officers that Kaiser entered an elevator with a woman. They were making out. And when he exited the elevator, he told him to please have some manners, which, and then he says Kaiser punched him in the face. Police showed up. There was injuries. Officers reviewed surveillance footage. Kaiser turned himself in on May 20th after he came back from Mexico, is out on a $1,000 bond. Here's where it gets, that was the original report. A lot more has come out. Apparently, yes, him and his girlfriend, his Mexican girlfriend, were in the elevator. They were making out. This guy got on the elevator, didn't say anything until he was leaving. Got off the elevator, said, "You two should have some manners. I ought to call ICE on her." Kaiser went after the guy. Apparently, maybe shoved him, maybe punched him. That's up for debate. That was it. So, yeah, nothing's going to happen to him as far as, let's be honest, charges. They're probably going to be dropped. Might pay a fine. He is officially now a luchador because you have to have an assault charge to be an official luchador in Mexico, apparently. So he's a god in Mexico right now. So there you go. Defended as a woman. That, there you go. That, there's nothing there. There's no story.
Yeah, he could have just, he wasn't even defending her. He just fucking, maybe he should have.
Maybe the guy, get this shit, should have minded his own business.
Or he shouldn't have been finger fucking his girlfriend in the goddamn elevator.
Well, there's that.
And act like a goddamn human for 5 minutes. Just sit there.
Both sides were wrong. But still, so.
I don't know.
All right. This next story is sad. Sadly. Legendary announcer Jim Ross is being monitored for potential dementia and Alzheimer's. The news came out after a recent trip to the doctor and neurological testing. So, oh, that fucking sucks, man.
Yeah, that's
that's
so good.
That's, yeah, no bueno. So, hopefully it's early and they can mitigate as well as they can, because ain't no money in a cure. So,
no.
All right, moving on here. Vince McMahon, Linda McMahon, TKO, and WWE are asking for the Ring Boys case to be dropped, claiming the Maryland Child Victims Act is unconstitutional and have filed a request for a hearing. So they're still trying to get this dropped.
Can y'all drop this, please? We don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, we really don't want people knowing we covered up the rape of Ring Boys 30, 40, 50 years ago. I mean, that's what it was. That's what it is.
People still watch that shit.
Yeah, statute of limitations is out. Yeah, we're good. You can drop it now.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at fucking Fauci.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to turn their head on that one. I mean,
yeah. Well, who's Fauci?
Rule of law? Are you fucking crazy?
Fauci? Is that some kind of delicious Italian pasta?
They make lots of money.
Yeah. Quiet. You money rules.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that here in a little bit. All right. Last thing for wrestling news this week. AEW Double or Nothing is tonight. So we get to do predictions, Vince.
Yeah,
it's been a while since we did predictions. I like this. We're usually okay at it. You got the website up there?
I do, and I had to zoom in because AEW's website is almost worse than WWE's website.
That's true, but it's not as bad because the WWE website is the shits. But you do have to zoom in a little.
Yeah.
All right, we're starting at the. I'll start. Mick Foley joins Renee Paquette on the buy-in preview show. So,
you fucker.
Of course, hey, it's wrestling, and Foley needs a paycheck. And
you know what?
I
was going to make a dementia CTE joke, CTE and you joke? Fucking just right into my part of reading this shit. This is what I do. Every week when we do this shit for wrestling, I read this shit off. I don't know any of these motherfuckers, and you stole my goddamn thunder.
Mick Foley will probably make a Cody Rhodes reference just because he thinks Cody's there. Because, you know,
it's still not as funny. You fucked it up. I'm going to start calling you Disney.
Swiss Cheese Brain and Mox's wife are hosting the thing. So here you go. All right. I will allow you to talk
now. Oh, are you sure?
Yes. Fucking dick nose. Every morning I got to listen to this motherfucker playing Two Live Jews.
All right, wait. This is the I'm not a Nugget.
Yes. Men's
tournament quarterfinal.
Yes.
Double or Nothing, Swerve Strickland versus Bandido.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Bandido.
I'm going to go with Swerve. This should be a really good match. They've built this up well. Swerve ended up going to Ring of Honor, beating up Bandido. Bandido got his lick back on Collision or Dynamite. So, I mean, both are extremely talented. This should be a hell of a match. All right.
I'm not a Nugget men's tournament quarterfinal. Will Ospreay versus Samoa Joe.
This is Ospreay's because I think the finals will be him versus Swerve. Sure. Winner of the tournament gets a title shot. So,
sure.
Samoa Joe should just come out dressed as Sweet Tooth. That has to happen during Halloween, right?
No, he's not going to do that.
That would be awesome.
Let's see. I'm not a Nugget women's tournament quarterfinal. Mina Shirakawa.
Very good. Yeah.
Versus Athena. Oh man, I got yellow fever. I'm going to go with Mina.
I really want to go with her too, but this is a coin toss. I'll go Athena just because you went with Mina, but this one I don't see which way it could go. It could go either way. So, all right.
Let's see the Stadium Stampede. Jericho, the Hurt Syndicate, the Elite versus the Demand, the Don Callis family, and the Dogs. I'm going to go with the Jericho ones.
Yeah, you're really not going to have a team in an anything goes football stadium crazy ass match, a team that has Kenny and Bobby Lashley to lose. Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah.
That might be the easiest pick of the night.
Right.
All right, next match.
Let's see. AEW Continental Championship, John Moxley versus Kyle O'Reilly. I guess I'll go with John Moxley.
Yes, Moxley has lost twice and drawn once against O'Reilly. Because usually Continental matches are 20-minute time limit, but this has no time limit. So, yeah, I think Moxley wins. All right, next match.
AEW International Championship, Kazuchika Okada.
Yep.
Versus Konosuke Takeshita.
Yeah, Takeshita and Okada.
I guess I'm going to go with Takeshita.
Yep. It's time for Okada to go main event, and Takeshita needs this win. So, depending on how Okada acts, could be match of the year. So, all right, next match.
AEW World Tag Team Championship I Quit match. FTR versus Cajun Cope. I would like to see Cajun Cope win, but FTR will probably keep the...
If FTR wins, Edge and Christian can no longer team up, ever, in any company. That's the stipulation.
Oh.
I think FTR wins.
Yeah, of course they will.
I think FTR wins this.
Sure.
Copeland is out. He's not sure when his contract's up because they've added time due to him having to go off film movies and being injured. But I think they're still going to do his retirement at the big Toronto pay-per-view, which might be against Christian. So they probably will lose. Yeah, that sounds right. FTR wins.
Okay.
Next match.
Let's see. AEW Women's World Championship 4-Way. I like this. Thekla versus... I can't read that.
Hikaru Shida.
Chris Statlander and Jamie Hayter.
There is no wrong pick in this match. I'm just, if you know.
I don't know which one's the... I guess Jamie Hayter. She's a ginger. I'm sure the carpet doesn't match the drapes, but, you know.
I don't think they take the belt off Tekla yet. But, man, this... Yeah, I'd love to see Hayter win, but I'm going to pick Tekla to hold the... Because it's a four-way, so it's no disqualification.
Right.
So, shenanigans. Sure. Tekla wins. She's the bad guy anyway. She should win by cheating. All right, main event.
AEW World Championship title versus Hair. Darby Allin versus MJF. I want Michael J. Fox to win.
I have been thinking Darby wins for quite a while now. I'm changing my mind. I think the way this plays out, Max wins. Darby has defended the title so much, done crazy shit, his whole run, the body gives out. Gotcha. Okay, Max wins. Osprey wins the tournament. You get the big match at Wembley. Max versus Osprey. Osprey wins the title in London. The comeback is complete. I think that's the story. So, yeah, I think MJF wins this. So there you go. All right, there are our double or nothing predictions. And that wraps up video game news, or no, that wraps up wrestling news, and now we go to video games. I am tired.
Take-Two has 6 remakes and remasters planned for the next few years.
Okay. Is one of them Bully? I know.
Please stop. That's never going to happen.
It should.
It should.
It would sell.
It should. Boy, I tell you what, ever since Sony acquired Bungie.
Wow. Boy, you ain't a shitting.
Destiny 2 support to end on June 9th.
That has messed with a lot of people.
I mean, they're pretty much done. They're not. They're getting rid of everybody. They're not. It's pointless. Don't even...
I know people that have played Destiny and Destiny 2 and are like really into it, and I mean that's like their game. This messing up a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, this is I don't know. Live service games as a service again.
Right, you know, you don't own it.
Yeah, don't get too attached. Take-Two CEO says the original Borderlands art style overhaul cost a year of dev time and $50 million. Had we not done that, Borderlands wouldn't have had been a hit. I don't know anyone who plays the fourth Borderlands or who likes it.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody. Everybody I've heard of says it's 3 or the older ones.
Yeah. So, 3 sucked.
Yeah.
Was that
Tiny Tina's Wonderland, or is that
offshoot? But I think Tiny Tina's in the second one too. The thing is that Borderlands 3 went all woke and shit.
Yeah, it wasn't art style that messed up the. No, it was story.
Yeah, I don't know anybody who plays 4, and I don't even know. I don't even play 4, and I love the Borderlands games. 2 was great. If you're gonna play, 2 was awesome.
Yeah.
Xbox reportedly canceled the family Game Pass plan because of pressure from Electronic Arts.
Shocking.
Shocking. Fucking Electronic Arts.
It's in the game.
It's... Lego 2K Drive to be delisted.
Really?
Yeah. Can't get it anymore. Isn't that funny? 007 First Light wants to surpass GoldenEye and become the best Bond game ever. We're good luck with that, because everybody who's played it so far said it sucks.
It will never pass GoldenEye.
No. No, it's never going to be. No. No, it's never going to beat GoldenEye. Last thing I have, and I don't know, the wording's weird. Something about if you have Disney Plus, you can get Crew through Fortnite Crew for free.
Yes, it's something about linking your Disney account to your Epic Games account.
Now, do you have...
No, I no longer have Disney.
Okay. I haven't seen anything.
Because the wording was weird, because a lot of people came out and said, hey, if I have crew, do I get Disney? Because that's the way it was kind of worded, and then other people are like, no, if you have Diz, it's the other way.
Right.
It's the wording is so weird, they need to clarify for sure. But it's Epic. I think they fired the person that did all that.
Yeah. So, I still can't fix the fucking shard mechanic.
Yeah, fall damage. Oh, shit. Glider redeploy. What's the, not when you have a shard.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hit the ground. It looks like I'm still jumping and I can't move.
Yeah. The game is very bugged.
Yeah. Thanks, Epic.
Yeah.
Fucking douchebags. That's all I got.
Apparently, the only thing I have is there is supposed to be a giant Rocket League announcement today. I have not heard or seen. I know, like, the Paris Major e-tournament is going on now, and they're supposed to announce it during that today, later today. So there is a Rocket League. Some people are saying it's Rocket League 2, like a major upgrade, but I don't know. So.
Oh, boy.
We do know June 5th, end of season for Fortnite. It's a live event. Apparently, depending on which team you picked during the season, your live event will be different. So there's basically two.
So, yay.
There you go. Next week, the final Overwatch quests will drop. And if you complete them... If you complete all the Overwatch quests, you get the pickaxe as your reward. And the only other thing I have is longtime streamer, typical gamer, finally is getting his icon skin bundle in Fortnite. And you can win or free back bling. There will be a, once the skin is in the shop, which I think tonight, tomorrow maybe, there is a quest. You land, you know where we go, Coral Buddies with the pianos?
Mm-hmm.
You land there, you do something, they're changing it a little bit, that's his drop spot, and you do a quest there, and you get the back bling for free. So, there you go.
I don't care.
I know.
I want Banos. Put Banos in.
I want Team Fortress too.
Bro. Yeah, don't play Overwatch. Just play fucking Team Fortress.
It's the same thing.
It's bad. Team Fortress is better.
Bad.
Jerk.
All right. Music news this week. A couple passings to send along here. I'm going to mispronounce the last name. Dennis Lucchieri. I probably mispronounced. This was the frontman for Dr. Hook. This was a singer.
Damn.
Passed away at the age of 76 following a long and courageous battle with kidney disease.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, the other passing this week, Rob Bass, half the legendary duo with DJ Easy Rock, behind the classic It Takes Two, passed away this week at the age of 59. So,
he can rock a mic.
Yeah. Hit it.
Great.
All right. It's time for Song of the Week. We're going to take a break, plug our friends, and when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 list of our fictional favorite presidents.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
The reason why I'm let's go, cause so what? I don't care. I'm number one, the uno, I like punk. Bring all the suckers, cause all of them I'll stomp. Won't neglect, but I will protect. All of my followers, cause all I want is respect. I'm not a boxer, but the man who rocks her. A slick brother that can easy outfox her. Cause I'm Rob, the last name basis. And over mic, I'm known to be the freshest. So let's start, it shouldn't be too hard. I'm not a sucker, so I don't need a bodyguard. I won't fess, wear a bulletproof vest. Don't smoke Buddha, can't stand sex, yes. I've got the bases in. I'm kind of stingy, that's why I don't want to win. A funky rhyme to a foe or a good friend. Now listen up, cause I want you to comprehend. Cause I'm the leader, the man, superior. I take curia and then you get weary. So just sit, my rhymes are not counterfeit. The record sells, which makes this one a hit. It won't hurt to listen to Red Alert. Take off the shirt, make sure it don't hit the dirt. I like the kids, the guys, the girls. I won't conduct it, this is Raw Bass World. I'm on a mission, you better just listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about dissing, cause
for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Rogue, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with The Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. And Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Push your button, Frank. There you go. And we are back.
We're professionals.
Yeah. We get paid? Question mark?
Shit.
I wish. All right. Time for our top 10 list this week. Our favorite fictional presidents. My list was very quick. My number one should be obvious. But Vince, who is your number 10?
James Marshall, Air Force One.
Higher on the list. Yep.
Get off of my plane.
Yeah. The only man that can frown and smile at the same time. Harrison Ford. Without having a stroke. So.
Give it time.
I know it. Well, I say he's married to Allie McBeal, for fuck's sake. So, my number 10, President Bartlett, West Wing. The Estevez that changed his name. Yeah.
That's such a strong name, too.
It is, too. Yeah, should have kept it. Number 9.
President Business Lego Movie.
That's a good pick. Actually, I like that one. My number 9, President Palmer, 24, Dennis Haysbert.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. One of the... I got two black guys on here that I would be okay with as president, to be honest with you, and he's one of them.
Well, I didn't put Obama on the list, so...
Well, I said fictional, but yeah, you know. Number 8.
Tom Beck, Deep Impact.
Oh, that, I forgot him. That's really good.
Morgan Freeman can tell me I'm going to die anytime.
And he will. This is CNN. All right. My number 8, President Mostly, Dr. Strangelove.
Oh, higher on the rest. Higher on the list.
Higher on the wrist.
Higher on the wrist. I'm choking out.
Yep. Number 7.
Andrew Shepherd, the American President.
Oh, I like that's a good pick.
I don't care what anybody says. Annette Bening is hot.
Yeah. Yeah, she's had that Warren Beatty for about 50 years, though. I mean, I can't. Hey, everybody likes what they like. Everybody gives me shit for Katie Sackhoff, so you can all go to hell.
Yeah, well, she was in, what was that movie, The Grifters?
She's hot. Yeah, that's true. My number, what, we have 7?
Yes.
Dave! Dave Kovic from
Dave. Oh, you fucker, that's my 6.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
No, it really is.
I like that movie. He did that after Fish Called Wanda, didn't he?
Yes.
So, Kevin Kline for you playing along at home. So that was your number 6?
Yes.
My number 6, the only woman on my list, and of course it has to take place in space because, you know, women, President Roslin, Battlestar.
Of course it's fictional.
Of course it's fictional. Plus, I mean, you have Fat Adama and the whole thing. Hey, it's good stuff. Rewatch Battlestar. Number 5.
Dwayne Elizondo, Mountain Dew, Herbert Camacho.
Yep. Fucker, higher on the list. Very high on the list. Idiocracy.
Yeah. We're here.
Or as we call it, today.
Yeah.
Welcome to Costco. I love you. Fucking vice president. Not sure. Yeah. 5 is where I have Harrison Ford as President Marshall.
Nice.
Number 4.
President Muffley. Dr. Strangelove. You can't fight here. This is the war room.
That's right. Old boy was ahead of his time. He knew some stuff, too.
Oh, that's a... Yeah, boy, I tell you what. What a depressing end to a movie.
Yeah. Slim pickings. Number 4, I have President Whitmore, Independence Day.
Oh, you fucker, that's my 3.
I think my number 3 is your number 1.
What?
President Scroob.
Why would you put it so low?
Because I like my other two better.
I'm losing my faith in you.
Join the club. Well, then who's your number two?
President Curtis, Rick and Morty.
Ah.
Keith David, for Christ's sakes. Come on, man.
Yeah, but I got you topped here.
Who?
My number two, President Tug Benson, Hot Shots. Just watch the sword fight with Saddam and you understand.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Made of pure asbestos.
That's good shit.
Who's your number one?
President Scroob.
Scroob. Yeah, this is where I got Mountain Dew, Herbert Camacho.
The ship is too big. If I walk, the movie will be over.
We could just do Spaceballs and Idiocracy quotes for 2 hours and call it a show. I mean,
yeah. We should, actually.
I'm the Secretary of Education, brought to you by Carl's Jr. How did he get to be Secretary of Education? Oh, he's the president's retarded brother. You know. We're there. So, all right, those are our top 10 fictional presidents. It's that time of the week, Vince. Did you see these stories from Clown World?
I don't want to.
We start with a good story, though. Old Luigi Mangione.
Oh, yeah?
Remember him, right?
Yeah.
Well, the judge has ruled that police illegally searched his backpack. Therefore, all the evidence that was in the backpack, his magazine, cell phone, passport, wallet, computer chips, phone, the whole deal, thrown out of the case. Somebody's going to walk.
What was the gun in there?
I don't believe so.
Where was the gun?
That's a good question. But everything in the backpack was illegally searched. Good job, cops.
I can't believe that old bat turned him in.
Yeah, that's a good question.
No, I mean, she did. I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't believe she did it. Therefore, split second, they got rid of that fucking, we're going to charge you extra if the anesthesiologist has to give you more shit.
Right. United Healthcare. Yeah.
They're serious.
Yeah. They're dead serious.
Yeah, they're literally serious.
The U.S. government announced this week, Vince, just for you, $94 million in grants will be given to Jewish organizations to combat anti-Semitism by the Department of Homeland Security.
Wasn't gang!
And everybody gets a CD of Two Live Jews.
Oh, man. As kosher as we want to be.
That's right. The U.S. Department of Justice announced this week a 15-city nationwide anti-Semitism awareness and action tour to increase reporting of anti-Semitism to strengthen collaboration between local and federal law enforcement and Jewish communities and to foster broader interfaith opposition to anti-Semitism among Jews, Baptist Christians, Catholics, and Muslims.
It's like they do this shit to make them hate us or make us hate them more.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to give them money. You better not say anything bad. Even if it's just an opinion, like, I don't like that. Why are you giving them money? Yeah. It's automatically anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
So it just makes people even angrier.
How far do you have to push before the Saxon begins to hate?
Yeah. Oh, here's $94 million worth of grants because somebody doesn't like the way you do things.
Yeah.
And that's mean.
They're calling you out on your bullshit.
Right.
Oh, well, that's hateful. Okay, fucking cool. It's hateful.
Jews spitting on fucking Christians.
Yeah, in Israel.
In Israel.
Yeah.
Right. It happens all the time.
Yeah. This week, Trump settled his lawsuit against the IRS for leaking his tax return. And guess what he got, Vince?
Oh, what'd he get?
Blanket immunity from the IRS for any past, present, or future tax crimes for him and his family.
How?
Good question. Good fucking question. A blanket pardon. How's the IRS giving out pardons?
Rule of law?
Nah, fuck, we ain't had that since 64, kid.
Rule of law?
Don't argue with me about rule of law anymore.
Yeah.
We do not have it.
You no longer get to tell me what's law and what's not.
Right.
Yeah. This week, the Trump administration has backed down for requiring banks to document citizenship. The latest blow to deportation efforts. So
they don't have to...
Banks don't have to make sure you're even a citizen to get a bank account anymore.
Okay, but they'll report me if I put over $600.
Yep. Yep.
Is everyone following along?
I would hope by now, if you're listening to the show, at least for the last little while, you understand that we're fucked.
Yeah. I don't, like, actual people breaking the law.
Yes.
Me getting $1,000 because my fucking grandparents or something said, here, put this toward college or something. Here's food or, you know.
Yeah, here's rent.
Right, here, put it in your bank. Yeah. Where'd you get this fucking money? We're going to take it now.
Yep, where's our cut? No. Yeah. No.
Oh, Jaime can walk away. It's fine.
Yeah, he can touch kids and get to go back to Israel. But I put 601 in the bank and you're coming after me. Yeah, you can piss right the fuck off. All right. Moving on here. Trump this week endorsed Ken Paxton for U.S. Senate in Texas. Might I remind you that Paxton was impeached by his own party for bribery and corruption, said the Uvalde school shooting was God's plan, and gave a child sex abuser a 60-day jail sentence. That's who Trump wants for U.S. Senate in Texas. Moving on before I say shit. Trump's new Bureau of Land Management director is oil millionaire Steve Pierce, who does not believe national parks should exist. Led rallies against protections for endangered species, illegally cut down trees in federal forest, made millions in donations from oil lobbyists, and said Trump should be president forever.
I like my national forest.
I do too. I got a real bad feeling we're not having a 2028 election.
Oh, we'll have a 2028 election.
We're not going to have, this is my hot take, there will not be another presidential election.
Well, you would need that buffer so he can usher us into the 2030 agenda.
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
Yep. Read my mind.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. This next story, this was shocking. This is the Kyle Busch story. NASCAR's winningest driver. Kyle Busch passed away this week. He became unresponsive while testing in the Chevy simulator on Wednesday in Charlotte. Had just won the truck race on Sunday. The medical emergency has been partially revealed by 911 audio TMZ put out. Caller said Busch was struggling to breathe, overheating, and coughing up blood. The family came out yesterday saying he died of pneumonia that led to sepsis. The Coca-Cola 600 is tonight, and this will be the first race since 1979 that an Earnhardt or a Busch will not be in the field.
Damn.
A lot of people came out, of course, fucking horrible news, because he was so young. 41, I think? Was he 41?
Oh, sure.
But, I mean, he raced everything. But they're like, he just won the race Sunday. How is he dead Thursday? But apparently it had been battling pneumonia and it went to sepsis just that quick. And a shock. Really a shock.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's just he never went to the doctor. That's the thing.
Well, he had doctors coming to him. And my question is, okay, was there a misdiagnosis? Did you think it was a sinus infection, but he really had pneumonia? Or, you know, what's going on here? I know 8 months ago he won a lawsuit against the fucking insurance company. Now he's dead, just saying. But, yeah. Things can turn so quick. you're sick, get fucking checked out, man. That's...
Yeah.
Sepsis is instant. That's it. That's rough. That's... I saw this morning that his racing team is suspending the number 8 car, which was his car and number, until his son can drive it, because his son's a racer. So when he gets old enough, he gets the number 8.
Damn. So,
yeah. That's just...
Yeah, that sucks.
That's fucking horrible. Yeah. Okay. I don't have a good way to segue to the next story, so we'll just move on. This, I believe, happened yesterday, Vince. Tulsi Gabbard announced she is stepping down as Director of National Intelligence. She says it's to support her husband as he battles an extremely rare form of bone cancer. To me, the timing is a little weird on this, because remember how last week we had the story where the CIA magically went into her office and took boxes of files illegally? And now all of a sudden she's stepping down?
Funny how that works, isn't it?
The timing is very odd to me. I mean, I feel bad that her husband's sick, obviously. But you have probably known he's had this for quite some time, and you're now stepping down after they took all these boxes of files illegally?
Right.
And apparently the reported replacement is Elena Stefanik, who is deep in the pocket of Israel. So, there you go.
Well, no, of course, that's how it works.
No fucking shock there. All right. Moving on here, the U.S. Navy has said that arms sale to Taiwan are on pause due to the Iran war. Wink. And Taiwan's security chief came out a couple days ago and said China has deployed over 100 ships in their regional waters. Remember last week we had the story where Trump said he did not want Taiwan to be independent. He wants them to be China. So,
how much did China pay him to say that?
That's a good question. What kind of blackmail they got?
Right.
Google and Blackstone. I think that's supposed to be BlackRock. Either way. They're creating an AI cloud company using Google's specialized chips with $5 billion in equity capital from Blackstone, BlackRock. I've always made the joke on the show about how Megacorp runs everything. We're here. You're literally, you have like, what, maybe 5 companies really that run the whole show? And now you're getting them to team up to make even bigger megacorps. It's fucking frightening, especially with the whole AI thing.
And make laws regarding what you can and can't do.
Yeah. Yep. I think you sent me this, Vince. More UFO files were released this week. And apparently in one of them, an Air Force F-16 is seen shooting down a reported second UFO. Or a UFO in the second batch of files. I don't know what it shows shooting it down, but it shows it shooting at something.
Yeah, and it's got shit. I don't know. They haven't released the people, right? Didn't they say something about they're going to come out and say, oh yeah, there's aliens and they're here, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I haven't heard anything yet.
Yeah, I haven't either, so... the Trump administration is either preparing for a new fresh wave of military strikes or we're going to get a peace deal. It's who knows, and to be honest, I don't care. Admit you're doing it for Israel. Admit you're killing kids. Nobody wants, they did not attack us. Well, it's to open up the Strait of Hormuz, which was already open. Well, we can't let them get a nuke. How about Israel? There's only one country in the history of the world that has used a nuke.
Yeah, it's us. Yeah. Two.
Yeah, twice. And then all of a sudden, fucking Japs love tentacles. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm...
But hey, we're Cuba's Raul Castro was formally indicted for conspiracy to kill U.S. nationals this week. So that gives us, quote unquote, permission to go get him in Cuba, a.k.a. invasion.
We're going to take over Cuba.
Yes, to distract you from Iran, which was to distract you from the Epstein files.
Right. Well, they've wanted Cuba for a long time for a giant casino island, basically. Yep. So
Godfather 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's the plot to Godfather 2. Michael and Fredo. I know it was you, Fredo. So, yeah. There was a shooting at the White House. Suspect identified as an emotionally disturbed person, a shocking black guy, who had previously been giving a stay-away order. This morning it was announced the suspect is dead after he was taken to the hospital. He did not survive. Hey, look, Trump's doing something there. We might have peace. Bang, bang, bang. Oh, look, they tried to kill him again. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's funny how that works, isn't it?
Yep. All right, last story of the week.
Thank God.
We no longer have, if anybody was thinking we still had a sovereign nation, this week's primary in Kentucky should show you that we do not. Thomas Massey was defeated in his primary against, I can't even remember the guy's name. That's how popular he is down here. After the primary was the most expensive primary race in American political history, as pro-Israel and Israel groups pumped in over $35 million against Massey. Tucker Carlson came out after the election, said the Republican Party is officially dead after it colluded with a foreign country to buy Thomas Massey's seat. That is absolutely what happened. He says it's immoral to support the current Republican Party because it supports the killing of children and is now against free speech, everything that Massey was against. It's the end of the Republican Party we had. I can tell you from firsthand experience that there are plenty of quote-unquote Republicans down in that area that say they will never vote Republican again after this, and that it woke them up to who really runs our country. And AIPAC, those lovely people, basically who pumped most of the money in through shadow groups, said Ed Gollerings, that's the guy that beat Massey, his victory in Kentucky and Clay Fuller's win in Georgia, which was the seat formerly held by Marjorie Taylor Greene, ensures two outspoken pro-Israel voices are positioned to fill seats previously held by outspoken detractors Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Our community was proud to help pro-Israel candidates win these races.
I want pro-American candidates.
Well, you had them, and they got bought out.
Well, and I watched the Razor Fist video, and he's bitching about how Massey never really did anything. And that's fine. Maybe he didn't do anything, but he was still for America. I mean, he might have taken money from somebody else, but for the most part, you know, it wasn't a foreign government coming in and saying, yo, this is who we want, and then, you know, goddamn it, we're going to get it.
Right.
And now we've got an in, so we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, we bought a vote.
Yeah, that's what you did. I don't know. But
I think that has woken a lot of people that maybe were questioning, but now it's blatantly obvious as to, oh, it's them. They bought the seat.
Yeah,
with
Israel.
their appointed guy.
Yeah.
Who was struggling to get 100 people to show up to his rallies. And he won. Oddly, there's questions about the mail-in vote, because he won the election by, I believe it was 10,000
mail-in.
10,800.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 10,500 of them magically went to him.
Huh? Yeah. So they used the same fucking tricks.
Yes.
Yeah. It's funny how that works, isn't it?
It really is. Yeah. So
right, left, same fucking two wings of the same bird.
Yeah. But Massey came out and said, I got 6 months left. Let's see what we can do. And I'm curious to see what he does in the next 6 months, because he possibly has info that he could just start saying people's names. So,
yeah, what's he got to lose?
Right. So, all right, Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. When women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. And hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.